I'm Ben Mabley and this is the Football Japan Minutecast for Monday the 23rd of March. A controversial penalty had Gamba Osaka crying foul on Sunday, as their perfect start to the 2009 season was blotted by a first defeat in 9 years to local rivals Kyoto Sanga. Having already fallen behind to a Lee Jung-soo strike in first half stoppage time, Gamba were outraged when a penalty was awarded for an alleged trip on Atsushi Yanagisawa by Yosuke Fujigaya, despite the keeper appearing to have got two clear hands on the ball. Diego made no mistake from the spot, and Kyoto held on to win despite a 76th-minute consolation goal from Shinji Terada. After the game, a visibly angry Fujigaya told reporters, "If that's a penalty, then anything's a penalty. Write it down as a referee error." Gamba manager Akira Nishino was unusually emotional as well, saying, "We might have been poor today, but we weren't as poor as the refereeing." The club have already issued an official complaint to the J-League. Top spot in J1 has now been taken by Auburex Niigata, whose excellent start to the season shows no signs of stopping despite drawing a blank in a scrappy 0-0 draw away to Oita Trinita. Tipped as candidates for relegation before the start of the season, Auburex now have 7 points from 3 games, all against teams finishing in the top 6 last year. The Niigata side are joined at the top by Nagoya Grampus, who beat Shimizu S-Pulse 3-1 thanks to a brace from Brazilian striker Davi, either side of a goal from Keiji Yoshimura. Kashima Antlers left it late to beat Sanfrecce Hiroshima 2-1, but Urawa Red's indifferent start to the season continued when they were held to a 1-1 draw by bottom club Jubilo Iwata. Elsewhere, Kawasaki Frontale's struggles continued with a 1-1 draw away to Jeff United Chiba. Montedeo Yamagata suffered their first loss in J1 away to FC Tokyo, Vissel Kobe drew 1-1 away in Omiya, while Yokohama F. Marinos and Kashiwa Reysol played out a thrilling 3-3 draw at the Nissan Stadium. That's it for today. Join us again here at Football Japan for more news this Friday.